playing, and it's the band is the Pole Cats. Oh, they have a new name. The Fish Camp somethings or others. Okay. Anyway, and they're an old-time band playing that fast, rhythmic, fun music to listen to. So I think this should be a very energetic, fun thing. I hope you guys like clogging. I hope you guys want to learn clogging. There's a kids workshop for clogging. That was Julie doing her thing. Anyway, there's a workshop for kids tomorrow on clogging. It starts at 11 o'clock. It's over right over in that yellow building with the yellow chimney. So if anybody likes what they see, please come. Clogging started in Appalachia. It's evolved, really, from the Irish people, Irish dancing, and also the Scottish and English rhythmic dancing that's done. And these people settled in the Appalachian Mountains, and they got influenced by black Americans and Indian, American Indians, and what was a very up-on-the-toe kind of formal straight-body sort of dance, like we've all seen river dance, you know, became a much more down-on-the-beat kind of dance. And so that's what we do. And it used to be a solo dance, just kind of a... Like the dancer was a musician, part of the music, really. And now it's often in routines, and that's what we do. We have choreographed routines.
I was just going to say, Elena's doing such a great job of keeping everybody entertained while the band's setting up. And I think she's told you a little bit about the history of clogging. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the history of the groups. We come historically from the Greengrass Cloggers up in Tennessee, North Carolina. One of the members of the Greengrass Cloggers started the Cross Creek Cloggers more than 20 years ago. I know, both of them are tongue twisters and try them three times fast. But anyhow, the Cross Creek Cloggers have been dancing at the Folk Festival for over 20 years, ever since they started. So we're thrilled to death to be here. And we're also thrilled to be dancing with the Red Hot Pepper Steppers, and they're from Tallahassee. And they have been in existence about 15 years, I think, almost as long as the Cross Creek Cloggers. And all of us would be more than happy to show you how to do some steps. Like Alita said, we have workshops. And if you're interested in joining, we're always looking for new members, so just come and talk to us, and we'd be more than happy if you live anywhere near Gainesville or Tallahassee, see some of us. And let's see what else I can talk about. You have any questions? Just to tell you a little bit about the shoes, we wear tap shoes. And usually, you know, traditionally, like Alita was saying, clogging was just done as the percussion that went along with the music. People would just dance on their porches. And so, of course, they didn't wear tap shoes. They'd just wear their leather shoes. Sometimes they'd dance on a board or something to make a little noise. But we're all show-offs, and we want to make more noise than that. So we put metal taps on our shoes. And we don't wear, there are some taps called jingle taps that kind of clink against each other, kind of a double tap. We don't wear those, although you will see some other clogging groups wearing those as well. So just, you know, whatever we can do to make a little noise. In our group, we have people of all different ages, from young to not as young. And some people in our group have been dancing 25, 35 years. Stadell's been dancing 35 years and or more, or somewhere around there. but he drives all the way from Inverness up to Gainesville once a week to practice with us. So that's dedication. He used to see us at the festival and have been dancing with other groups and wanted to join. I'm just going to talk about you. And then our youngest person, hopefully he'll be here today, is Aiden. He's 14 years old. And he could probably breakdance with the guys and the girl that were here earlier. None of us can, and but they were wonderful to watch. So I think I've jabbered on long enough, almost. And so I think the band's almost about ready. And if not, we'll just dance around. Thank you.
minutes later.
Part two.
And if anybody wants to introduce you all individually.
No.
Here they all are.
Tennessee Shuffle. Five times.
It's just a...
Give us some potatoes and we can...
Just press it. You know, every time you throw, you press down a different toe on your foot.
When you get to the end,
you have four toes.
Texas Quickstep.
I don't know.
We're not playing. Let's play a different one.
Whatever comes out.
Let's do another one, Marion.
Do another one. Select another.
Give them Taylor.
Durang.
Give them
Okay.
Durang.
I'll play later.
That's okay.
Okay, your choice.
But they want taters.
They want taters.
Right.
What are you doing? Popeye Light is wrong key.
Yep, right.
One before that.
Durang.
Yeah.
Durangs. Fourth deer.
Getting kind of warmish over here.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell him the first phrase of Cheatham to play Hot Pie Lady.
Hot Pie Lady.
I guess they can hear the music.
Daisy cakes all those Hot Pie Lady.
Hey, you can hear the music. Even when we stop.
We can wait for you.
I don't think we have enough time.
Yeah, that might take months.
It's okay, we're all together here.
Huh? Ready?
Ready? How many times?
You know, they hand me clear liquid right now.
These guys drift off.
They're waiting on us?
They're
waiting on us?
They're easier.
They're going to do the wham bam.
Ready? Ready.
Okay,
fingers.
Thank you.
Okay, good. I got four toes.
Yeah. But you can't see them.
What are we doing?
G. Woo! Some G tune. Why'd you pick a G tune?
What do you got left on there?
I don't have anything G. It's blah blah.
What would work best on you? You're going to change your string.
Four times one. Yeah, I can't.
I know. But you got your new one.
Y'all be fine.
You know that sound when you're married?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and you play it?
Yeah.
It's ranked, huh?
Yeah.
Four times one. Four times
three. Tell a joke or something.
Ready?
Take my wife.
See?
Yeah,
do that.
It's on that.